Good morning. It's Friday, November 8th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Richland County Sheriff says a man who was shot and killed while driving along a busy highway in the Midlands last week was assassinated. South Carolina Public Radio's Felicia Eady has more.
During a press conference, Sheriff Leon Lott said the shooting death of 28-year-old Joshua Peterson on November 1st left people in the area concerned this was a random shooting of a motorist along one of the area's busiest highways, but Lott says that was not the case.
People responsible for this had knew the victim, had followed the victim. The victim had been at the courthouse earlier that morning. They had watched him at the courthouse. They followed him from the courthouse all the way here to Two Notch Road. And when the opportunity arose, they shot and killed him.
44-year-old Aaron Evans was arrested in Columbia and 25-year-old Simeon Miller arrested in Charleston, both charged with murder. The drive-by shooting happened about a mile from the department's headquarters on Two Notch Road. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.
Detectives with the Financial Fraud Unit of the Greenville Police Department are warning of telephone fraud activity that's targeting senior citizens in the area. Most recently, two elderly residents were conned out of nearly $80,000 from their life savings. Since 2014, two of the largest scams in the area include an elderly couple who lost about $1 million over a two-year period. Another retiree was cheated out of nearly $500,000. The amount of taxes businesses pay to fund unemployment insurance in the state is going down. Yesterday, Governor Henry McMaster announced record cuts to the unemployment insurance tax rates starting in 2020.
Because of a good economy, a lot of hard work, investment by a lot of people, a lot of businesses in South Carolina, we're announcing an even larger tax rate cut, and that is 34%. Last year was 18.8%, this year is 34%.
Monies paid by businesses go into the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund. Between 2008 and 2009, that fund went dry during the Great Recession. But Director of Employment and Workforce, Dan Elsey, said that the fund is once again solvent.
Trust fund, as the governor said, has been repaid. The debt has been brought back up to where it's supposed to be. And we did it in a way that saved $12.5 million in interest.
Authorities say a Georgia County commissioner and members of his family have been arrested on racketeering charges after officers raided their homes and businesses. Sheriff Mike Cleveland said Hart County Commissioner R.C. Oglesby is accused of running a racketeering scheme involving misuse of food stamps. His son Stephen Oglesby and three other family members were also charged. Authorities said the arrests and raids yesterday followed a six-month investigation. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation said cocaine and marijuana were also seized. The website for Hart County in Northeast Georgia says Oglesby was first elected in 1989 and is a pastor in nearby Saluda, South Carolina. The cold front that brought rain to parts of the state overnight is expected to be responsible for the season's first freeze in many parts of the state late tonight into Saturday. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne says this freeze may be the first in several in the coming weeks as part of a big weather pattern change.
It has been a warmer than usual fall so far in the Palmetto State, but all signals point to an abrupt end to the mild weather. The first freeze of the season is likely, particularly in some parts of the Midlands and upstate early Saturday morning. I see an even stronger front around the middle of next week, which may bring freezing temperatures to those who miss out on it this weekend.
Hawthorne says areas of frost have already occurred this past Sunday and Monday mornings in parts of the upstate and Midlands, but many areas have not dipped below 32 degrees yet. South Carolina's Department of Transportation says it no longer has plans to cut hundreds of old live oak trees from along a stretch of historic state highway. The department reviewed more than 450 public comments on plans it proposed to improve safety along the scenic Highway 61 outside of Charleston. That's often the site of fatal crashes. Transportation Secretary Christy Hall says the new design will keep the highway's existing 11-foot-wide lanes, repave them, and pave 3 feet of shoulder. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.